Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
I think I'm going to make some smoked queso tonight. I've been thinking about this for a while. Was that A-OK from Lucius, or was he just waving at somebody else? I'm not sure.
I think you can take credit for that wave.
Okay, all right.
Unlike the Nolan one.
G-Bag Nation coming up here in about an hour. Actually, about 40 minutes, because we'll crosstalk with them.
Oh!
Getting them ready for the weekend's festivities. What is the thing that like you are looking forward to this evening, this afternoon, this weekend?
Can I tell you?
I know Arizona and Cowboys, and this is where the Cowboys win.
We have nothing scheduled as of now.
Is that the best?
Yes, and my wife knows it because she goes, hey, guess what? Because we've just had, you know, weekend after weekend. You know, you have kids or, I mean, maybe you don't have kids. You're just a busy social person. My wife is like, the weekend is for doing things. And I'm like, no, weekend is for doing nothing. I don't want to do anything.
Nothing.
And so right now, there is nothing on the docket, and I'm very excited about that.
Alec?
Got high school football tonight, so yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
That's right. That's nice.
And now I'm kind of with Kevin. As soon as that is done and I'm home, doing absolutely nothing this weekend.
My son is coming home, but just, you know, all the way from Denton to throw with me on Saturday. That being said, one Derek Holland.
Oh my goodness!
Said we might be able to do it on Sunday. He said last night golf, today golf, tomorrow probably golf, and then he was like, maybe we can do this on Sunday though, because I was like, hey, can I break into your campus and pitch off that mound for a little bit? And he was like, no, but he said we'll get together and throw. So I'm gonna get some throwing techniques from a man that threw one of the greatest World Series games Texas has ever seen. Mm.
So this is probably not a good time to troll him or anything and be like,
please don't.
But you've never thrown off this mound in a competitive environment, right? Or has he?
Was he with this one?
No.
Hold on, did he text me?
But if he's doing you a favor, probably not the right time to troll.
I also sent the entire recipe list to Adrian. To say, hey, what do we have that's on this recipe list for the smoked queso? Mm. And she just responded, we have one small onion. So we don't have anything else except for the one onion. So,
man, she's been super helpful for you this weekend. I'm just kidding, Adrian. I love you.
Hey, she did bring up my food. It was an hour and a half late.
See, but, I knew he was going to say that.
All right, guys. I'm going to start with Lenore Sellers. Lenore Sellers is Kevin's locked on favorite for the Heisman Trophy this year.
You know, I wouldn't say that. Last year, I was watching him thinking, could he be the number one pick in the draft? And then just the season fell apart.
Well, Kevin, after hearing this, do you think Lenora Sellers will be an even bigger favorite for you?
Okay.
He graduates in December. Football season will not be over in December for them.
Right.
But he does not have any classes this semester. He only has an internship at a local driving range.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He's just facility management and stuff like that, cutting grass and picking up balls. Golf balls, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's a senior sport and entertainment major. So that's what he's into. And once he's finished the internship, he's graduated. But, like, this is where we are, guys, in college, where a dude who isn't even taking a class for the semester that he's playing football can just go out there and be your starter.
But I'm also fascinated by the fact that he's not taking a class and yet is graduating in December.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he...
So he could play football, Kevin. If he wasn't a student at the school, he couldn't play, right?
Oh, you wouldn't apply for like a fake grad student or something? And, oh, man. Okay.
And now,
all right. I kind of get that.
That being said, it is kind of cool. You do have to have the internship credit, but I got mine during the summer. Could he not? Was he taking summer courses and he just couldn't do it?
Yeah, I'm really intrigued.
Or is this the way? Like they said, hey, we want you back one more year, make this NIL money, but you have to have an internship. And he's like, go work at a golf course. And they were like, sure.
I really don't know. I'm fascinated by this, but yes, this should open him up more to be lock, stock, all the way focused in on football. But also, this kind of feels like it makes the NCAA, as if they didn't already, look
more
really
of a joke.
Stupid. I was like, this is your student athlete, right?
I'll be honest, Kevin. Like, there's part of me that sounds like I'm being like, what the hell's going on here? I admire it. I actually really do admire it.
I like Lenore Seller, so I do too.
And we've seen too many dudes like do these things anyway in college, weirder stuff. Like, was it Rhett Bomar was fake working at some big red truck company and
stuff?
Yeah,
this ain't new.
Yeah, this has happened all the time. But I like how they're qualifying it as, hey, it's an internship. So technically, he's a student.
That's amazing. If that is really the primary reason for setting it up like that, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, from the night, and yeah, it is. It was the last thing he had to do to graduate. I just don't know if he could have graduated already.
Sure,
but again, hey,
my thought is he could have.
You probably, and I wonder if you sit down and you set out your you sit down with your advisor and lay out all the things and say, my senior year or whatever year, I want to be able to step on the football field and have no other worries.
Right,
and they go, great for you. We'll line your everything up. All you got to do is pass all these classes, and then your internship will be your senior year, and you can go out there and just play football, kind of like you're prepping for the NFL. Be smart.
Yeah.
It would be very smart.
This is interesting.
I hope I see more people do this in the future.
And like I really do want him to succeed. Do you think I don't know. It seems like, I don't know.
Let me ask you this real quick. Alec, have you ever worked at a golf course?
I've not.
We've all been like, man, it'd be really fun to drive that little tractor around and pick up all the balls. But everybody also is trying
that
to
everyone's
hit,
shooting
every
at you.
Single person is okay. trying to hit a golf ball at you. And it's just startling. Let's say Arch Manning decides that he's going to wait, have his internship at some Austin country club.
Mm.
How many OU and A&M fans would go to that country club just to hit golf balls?
Yeah. All of them. This feels like the thing that Aggies would be like, this is what we're doing.
If you're
today.
That country club, or if you're that
Which
golf
don't
club,
love.
don't you market that too? They're
yes.
like, hey, come hit Arch Manning with a golf ball. And everybody's like, what? Stop in Austin. Swing through Lake Travis. But
that is exactly. Come try to pelt Arch Manning with golf balls.
Based on the way Joey McGuire was talking this morning with Sean and RJ, he'd love to do that.
But he thinks the Longhorns and Arch would be too scared.
He thinks they're scared, dude. I love that. I
Obviously
really do.
They are.
We'll get into some more college football discussions.
Howard. Or
will
coming
we? Up at one, or maybe not, because we have so many cowboy things to discuss.
Mm.
Progressive Cowboys.
Okay.
All right,
that's right.
So, Kevin, I've had this all week, and I haven't been able to get to it.
Okay.
But I'm glad we're here. John Machota had talked earlier about Jerry earlier in the weekend, saying, hey, we still would add something substantive. I asked the question to you guys, if you could make a dream trade right now and use reasonable assets to make this trade happen, what are you going to go get?
Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle Yeomans is his first year Raven. This is his first year. I don't know if they're going to be able to get off that contract right now. But you go make something reasonable happen that you actually can add to this team. And Christian Fulton's name has popped in again, cornerback Christian Fulton from the Kansas City Chiefs. His name's popped in there as one of those potential options out there. They're Josh Sweat still, I heard Broadus and Woolchuck and Chiafalo just throw that name out there yet again. I did see somebody text in the other day and they were like, Christian Gonzalez. And Kevin,
What is happening with Christian Gonzalez? Because Vrabel said a little bit ago, he's like, it's not just a contract thing, which I'm like, oh, really? That's weird.
I don't know what it is either. I have zero clue what's going on beyond that, but maybe there's Maybe he maybe he's upset about the whole Rossini thing, you know? Maybe he doesn't like the cold weather. I don't know.
Do you think like him and Rossini also dated?
I am not going to say something like that out loud.
I just asked a question.
I wouldn't say an answer because I don't want to speculate on that.
Man, that would be so
weird. But I am speculating that
if it turned into a love triangle and that's why he's not practicing.
How weird would a coach, player, reporter love triangle be? That would be the biggest story in all of football this year.
Yes.
It's ridiculous to talk about it. I want to just make that very clear.
Well, yeah. Aiden, well, guess what? Video Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini also made ridiculous choices.
That was a wild thing.
So, but don't ever forget, they were together for like 6 years. This wasn't a one-off that they got busted at that fake that resort with her fake friends. There's pictures by years and years of them together.
It was weird to see Jadeveon Clowney, you know, sitting on the sideline last night. But then that's when I remembered. I was like, oh, yeah, Jadeveon Clowney is off the market now. So the Cowboys' options are becoming more and more limited for whatever it is that you're kind of looking for.
Right.
From the 806 report, Pittsburgh out there, they're saying this. Yeah. Joey Porter Jr. Is cornerback it for you?
No. To me, it's tackle now. It really, really is.
You want to go get Trent Williams, huh?
I mean, sure. I feel like that opportunity was out there. That might be too much monetarily, but hell yeah. You want to tell me you're really all in for this year? Go get Trent Williams. And I'm like, fine, let's go.
How much are you willing to give up? Like, Crosby's a big deal. Max Crosby's would be probably the highest end deal that's realistic or potentially realistic still by trade deadline. And that might be a team that's still looking to add around Mendoza and Ashton Jeanty. So they might love another first-round pick or a second or something like
that. Yeah, no, I would absolutely do a day two pick for sure.
For Crosby?
Yeah.
So is that the highest you're kind of willing to give up? Or is like Christian Gonzalez would be – is that a 2-1s?
Oh, yeah. Christian Gonzalez is a different deal. And, man, all of a sudden you'd feel pretty darn great about your defensive backfield and the depth that you have all of a sudden when you have – one of the absolute best in the game. I'd have to look at the cap as well, but that would cost you an immense amount, which I do not believe we would do.
Yeah, I just, I'm kind of in one of those spots right now. I'm still linebacker, but now feeling tackle is becoming more and more of a conversation piece that I did not expect to be that big of a problem.
Right.
I still feel like, hey, look, you did it last year. Why can't you do it this year? Would that be the Cowboys telling us, no, they've fallen off? Terrence Steele's fallen off from what he was last year. Or, look, man, we were able to patchwork it last year, but it's not going to be good enough.
Okay, see, I think it could be a combination of those two things, or maybe they – look, you've heard from them. They have raised expectations. Whether or not I agree with those expectations, the Cowboys front office has raised expectations. And so maybe they are like, hey, it cut it last year, but now we need to be better
than that. I think watching the training camp has raised their expectations too.
I think they've been
watching it and they've been like, look, we see something different than we saw last year for sure. And the last few years when we were like, let's go get Eric Kendricks, who I liked.
Sure.
Eric Kendricks is a great player to add to a team full of other good players. But they were like, no, that's not. They were like, no, he'll fix everything. No, that wasn't it. Kevin, I did tell you that my oldest son is coming back tonight. However, my middle son will not be home. He is going to an ice cream social and then hanging out with his girlfriend all night. And yesterday, after his football scrimmage, he walked over to us and Adrian was so excited. Her big boy just getting ready to, you know, he just played a football game. And he goes, hey, can Mac take me home tonight? And I've never seen Adrian so deflated in my entire life. All the air just sucked out of everything for her. And she was just like, she wanted him to be happy, right? I want my son to be able to hang out with his girlfriend.
You just hope that happiness aligns with your version of happiness,
yeah.
Right?
And so I looked at her and she goes, can we at least go over to where, you know, he's going to walk out after the showers and stuff. Can we go over there and just wait for him? I can give him a hug. And I was like, why? We're going to have to sit there in a parking lot and drive out of this parking lot traffic. They're going to be right behind us. Let's just go home and get ahead of the traffic now. And she was, that did not sit well with her.
I bet.
She wanted to see her baby boy, and I wanted to be home. So,
you know how women are.
I've got some work to do, guys.
Don't take two cars.
Or maybe my son needs to think about, you know, his mom a little more, you know, and then her feelings.
Yeah, this
is. Oh, don't take two cars. So take the girlfriend.
This is a season of life.
Her mom.
Where I think.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll see a certain level of selfishness that will be unfortunate.
Are you talking about cougar puberty?
But you'll, what?
Is that what this is right now, cougar puberty?
What in the world did you just say?
Perimenopause. Oh, you're talking about the kids.
Yes.
Oh, not the women.
I don't know what that other phrase was that you just said. I have never heard that in my entire life.
It's perimenopause.
No, the other one.
Cougar puberty.
Damn it. I don't want to know, but I also don't want to look it up. I don't know. I'll figure it out. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do a little campus connection, talk to preseason All-Americans and OU, plus a little bit of Dallas Wings, plus. Masterpiece of the week. Oh, all of it next right here on The Fan.
Taking to Judkins again, and there is Smith roaming free, makes a tackle. Ohio State strikes quickly from 45 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to try to do a little campus connection right here, maybe talk about the Wings, and then get to Masterpiece Theater. There is a lot to get to, so let's start. We just played that highlight of Jeremiah Smith, the absolute best player in college football. He is one of the preseason All-Americans. He is a unanimous preseason All-American, but I wanted to point this out. We're going to try to even it up with Texas and OU. Texas, they lead all teams with four players on the preseason Associated Press All-American team. Trevor Goosby, and I know there was a discussion about injury scare earlier in the week. I believe that's going to turn out better than some people were concerned about. Cam Coleman, their stud wide receiver, defensive lineman Colin Simmons, and of course, Rasheem Biles, the linebacker. So Texas, more than any other team, has the most preseason All-Americans.
And they don't want to play Tech, huh? Because they're scared. This is what Coach McGuire says.
I'm fine with that. Look, I'm okay with the idea that they are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it looks like Goosby will be back for the Ohio State game. So with all due respect.
But not Sorsby?
No, he... He feels like he has nowhere to go right now. So good luck with that. Now, on the OU front, Oklahoma and head coach Brent Venables have agreed to a new 6-year contract that averages $10.5 million per year. It's essentially a buyout of the other part of the contract. Adds 2 years to the current deal through 2031. OU made the playoffs for the first time since 2019 last year. But... Corey, you have a look on your face that leads me to believe that this is not the most exciting news you've heard.
I guess you could do worse than Venables. You know, like you could do worse than him.
And that's what you want to hear in your coach.
Well, and make the playoffs was good. They're in a tough conference where it means more. So you beat up on each other there. He hasn't inspired like complete confidence in me yet. You kind of almost feel like sometimes you fell into it a couple times. Sometimes you want a little better recruiting out of it, but they got a lot of good things on the rise there. A lot of money going to be coming into that NIL deal, but that's a lot of money. $10.5 million is still a lot of money for a guy that sure. I was like, I would take him as a special or a defensive coordinator on my NFL team anytime.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm just hoping for a little more confidence out of this team, but maybe it does take some time to build a program after the way that it got wrecked with Lincoln Riley on the way out. And that's kind of the, you know, one of the things that we're hoping that we get out of him. So good luck to Coach.
Now, we didn't get an opportunity to talk about them earlier. Can you go ahead and give me cut number four? Because a big-time win for the Wings last night.
Agumba Wale looking for a heat check. Agumba Wale, count it! And put her on the line!
So, Arike had a really, really strong game shooting yesterday. I know, obviously, she has been at the end of a lot of criticism from Wings fans. She ends up putting up 32 points. The Wings stand strong in the fourth quarter. They get the win over the Indiana Fever, who have been one of the better teams in the WNBA this season. And it was a much-needed win, especially going into the playoffs. This Wings team has been kind of spiraling.
But we have time to turn it around, Kevin.
That is true, but you'll have to do so without AZ Fudd. She is, in fact, out for the rest of the year. Now, I went back looking to correct somebody who said something outrageous on Twitter, and then I looked a little bit more into it, and I was like, well, that's probably not what you want. Somebody said on Twitter that Coach Fernandez was at fault because he played her at least 31 minutes in 24 straight games.
Okay.
The actual longest run is 8 games.
Okay.
But, you know, don't let that get in the way of anything. But her minute usage is very, very high. Paige's minute usage is very, very high. Is that just what comes along with, hey, you're one of the best players, you were the top pick in the WNBA draft, or do you think more precautions should have taken place knowing her history of knee and leg issues?
Yeah, they're not that deep, too, for that, for as far as their high-level depth. Yeah, Fernandez kind of like Thibodeau, where he just runs you ragged and
that
you start off hot because you play hard, but then it wears you down just a little bit. I don't know.
I had not considered that.
You might have a good point, though, too, on the prior injury history. I just hate it for her in this point because I don't know that how much it affects her. I feel like she's like, let's shake that off stuff.
Yeah.
But it feels like the whole world is just like, it could have been Olivia Miles. You know, the wrong kid died. You know, like, we got the wrong player. And that's the way that I look at that right now.
And I still just don't know how that fit really would have worked. We talked about it earlier. Olivia Miles is awesome. I just don't know how that fit would have worked here. But since June 17th, AZ Fudd had the third most minutes played by a WNBA guard, and Paige Bueckers was at ninth. So I agree, it is high up there, but I mean, Fudd unfortunately has had injury problems throughout her career. And then if this interests you, there is a new Apple documentary that came out today. It's about UConn, and it's called The Dynasty. But in it, they released it in the trailer, it is Paige Bueckers and AZ Fudd talking about their romantic relationship. Now, I have no idea if they're together now. Paige made her statement before the season started when we were out at Media Day. But in this documentary, they talk about how that came together when they were in college. So if you care about UConn or you care about those women in particular, maybe that will be of interest to you.
That is, I wonder if that was part of this conversation. Was that, man, remember how Paige presented it before the season?
Right.
It'll happen if I want to
sure.
tell you. And then I wonder if this was all part of a plan. And they were like, we'll talk about it this way. We can kind of control things there.
Well, and in the trailer, I definitely get AZ's point. She said, Paige and I are a couple, and everyone close to us that was important knew. But it was just kind of one of those things. It's just private, not a secret, but private. So they're like, people in our life know, but for the rest of the world, you don't need to know.
That way it didn't become more of a conversation thing. And then basically what Paige did was she kind of shut it down. So again, it didn't become more, even though it was kind of a whisper, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't loud.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And now it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Gentlemen,
what up, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. I get to ruin y'all's day. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit.
No.
the wild, wacky, odd, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan weekdays. The only exception is crosstalk with Sean and RJ, because sometimes they say things too, and I hear everything. But we don't have anybody to pick on that's not here to defend themselves. Just us three. And yes, I say us three. I'm included this week.
Ha-ha! In your face.
And I mean, I made the decision because Kevin says it every week that I need to be featured more. So, I guess.
So true.
You say things, bro.
I do say things, and I hope they end well, and they often don't. I'm not going to pick on myself to start, though. We're gonna ease into things. This one, not so incriminating, but Kevin had a statement to make.
I'm an Atlanta Braves fan, you know? Dang it! How's that?
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Context, but it's better than the Steelers one.
Is it?
Huh. Yeah.
You'd rather be a Braves fan.
Yeah.
Rangers and Braves in the World Series, and we have that drop for you.
That will work against me, but it hasn't happened yet, whereas the Cowboys had lost two Super Bowls to the Steelers. That was about the guy who pulled the Cooper Flag card.
Do you know, though, who played for the Braves? One John Smoltz. Now, Kevin, I'm not sure if you know, but John Smoltz was not a fan of the Rangers during the World Series.
But you know who coached for them? Ron Washington.
All right.
So that should offset.
No.
You know what? I think that's the most ridiculous opinion in the history of baseball.
Corey really needs to know this.
Oh, my gosh. First off, did you see his bare feet? Yeah. Which brought on the conversation of bear and bear.
Right.
Which that didn't, the way I said it, did not make any difference. Beer. Bear. How do you signify bear and bear? Bear. Bear.
This is like the Sean and Sean discussion all over again.
And you're just like, no, you said it the same way both times. And you're like, nope, one Sean and one Sean. Bear and bear. Bear feet. Which one would you prefer?
The first one. Because in your mind, you're spelling it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bear and then bear.
It's like the Simpsons episode where they try to sabotage Lisa from winning the spelling bee. They said, I don't know whether the weather is going to change this week.
Oh, man.
So whatever she
said. That's foul.
That's the wrong one.
Which one? Did she ask which one it was?
She asked to use in a sentence, and that was the sentence
but
they
that you
used.
Can't ask that question. Yeah. Wow, that's rude.
Let's it's see. Smart. This is kind of rude, too, Corey. Putting the league on notice here.
I'm finna give Dylan Brooks belt. Dude, I don't remember who. Oh, it was Yaxel Lindenborg.
That's right.
He said that.
Look out.
But I've said that now.
Dylan
Brooks is going to come up here and be like, I dare you to just give me belt.
Get that belt.
We're going to keep the rude theme going. Kevin had this.
Of course, you dumbass. I'll take your money.
That's what Kevin says whenever he's in the grocery store and somebody's behind him, and he's like,
oh, man.
And then he takes their groceries, too.
Aw, took your lunch money.
Oh, that's so rude.
Hey, by the way, a couple times now, we've had groceries delivered to our house from the store, and Adrian tries to reach out back to the store and say, hey, these aren't ours. And they're like, oh, it's all right, just keep them. And like, what happened?
And since I keep the checkbook, I have learned to not love the way the system can work for Walmart, because they'll charge you this one thing and it's a pending transaction and I'm trying to catch up. But then they're like, oh, we had to sub all this stuff out, so the difference is $12.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no!
Yeah.
Just be right the first time.
No, Kevin, it was supposed to be delivered to somebody else's house. So did those people not get their grocery delivery?
Nope.
And I'm eating their food now. We don't have it delivered to the house.
Oh.
Remember, we drive up and pick it up. We're not that bougie. Come on. But like, or old, you know, because sometimes old people need it delivered to the house.
That's true.
So like, am I eating some old person's food and
you are.
They're going hungry?
So you're like the anti-Meals on Wheels.
Jeez.
Not intentionally.
I mean, you know, it's not your food and you're eating it. That feels intentional.
But the the store told me just not to worry about
it. Do you do everything a store tells you?
What am I supposed to do? Take it back into the store and say,
you have free will.
Go find the right house and deliver it to them. I would take it to that house if they just give me the address.
Why don't you take it to some homeless people? Oh, free groceries.
I mean, it is a good point. It is ground beef, you know, and I don't know if they have a fridge
system. Okay, take the parts. Not the entire thing, is that right? Take the parts.
Ground beef and milk and sour cream.
They can drink milk right then.
Y'all can debate this later. We got a ton to get to.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Let's see. Corey had an intriguing proposition.
Let's get better women. Fact.
Oh, man.
We just double down on it.
We could all be better, you know?
Mm.
Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Next drop.
See, this one is a little bit lengthy, but I promise. There's a payoff.
You've done it 7 times.
Right.
You've gotten up in there 7 times. Why not 8, you know? Or 9. You're in the clear, Corey. They're old and they're dead now. Oh, my gosh.
Probably because they didn't get their groceries.
That's right. And didn't get their ground beef.
Again, don't forget how expensive it is to run over an old person.
Stop.
That is a callback that if you did not hear, that is problematic.
Kevin lied about not having anything to do this weekend.
I'll snuggle with R2-D2.
Oh, I felt like that was an off-air conversation, but now I know it was on air.
Yeah, and then I asked about seeing the R2-D2 in the Tesla driving seat, and you just got an auto-cruise.
Are you like one of those, would you just be like arms wrapped around him, or also leg wrapped over too?
Probably just the arms to start.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You never know.
Where things can go.
Oh. Yeah.
Especially with an R2-D2.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop.
He cusses like crazy, dude.
True.
I don't know if this and R2-D2 are correlated at all, but I'm going to play this one next anyways.
And left him throbbing for the next 2 holes.
Jeez. Oh. All right, I'm going to put down Corey double throb.
Jeez.
Holy cow.
Do you remember that? Said it.
Man.
Not me. I just hit the space bar.
Do you remember that crosstalk we had before RJ left for golf? And he's like, I'm going to try to play 18 holes. And we're like, what about 19? And he goes, yeah, what about 20? It happened at like 9:45.
Bobby goes only on like an anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, gosh.
Again, I'm not saying these are correlated, but may as well play this one next.
First of all, she's kind of trampy. And I'm probably too liberal with that use of those words.
You
wow,
are.
What a claim.
Especially the one I'm saving for last. But let's see. Bible. This one, I love this one from Corey.
I think I'm going to give up the doot-doo.
For that,
the num-num-num-num. Oh, man, I forgot about that one. I might actually vote for that.
So.
Oh, it gets worse, trust me.
That's spot 7 you're giving up for. I gotcha.
The doot-doot.
The doot-doot.
For num-num-num-num.
What the heck is going on?
You guys are childish.
You're a box turtle.
And I'm here for it.
The hell is wrong with y'all?
I don't know. Corey, I wish I did.
For everybody
really,
that's saying that I win, just wait.
Just
there's
wait.
One more.
No, there's 2 more that are in contention.
Okay.
Corey had an astute point.
We were born with our toes out.
It's true.
It's true. Nobody was born with a sock on.
See, but the rest of that context is amazing too, because you're like, so we should be able to live in the world with our toes out. And I was like, well, you were born with other things out.
Uh huh. If it wasn't for Eve, then we'd all be all right.
Oh,
thanks
man.
A lot, women.
Do you think we eventually would have evolved beyond leaf technology to cover ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'd murder an animal so we can wear leather.
Oh. Well, true. I've got 2 things that one of them is going to win. I just don't know which. We will start with this.
You know what? I like weird feet.
Yeah, the little toe is pointing the wrong way. I'm kind of into that.
Like a dinosaur? This is kind of tripping me out a little bit.
Three toes. Don't.
I'm sorry.
We were trying to describe Feet Finder to you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Because
you were like, they have to be pretty. And we're like, no, they don't.
No,
people are into that.
Wanted to know what that was. I didn't understand. I really thought it was some guy who like scoured the internet looking like a talent scout looking for feet. And he's like, that'll play on our website.
It said they got corn and bunions.
Ew.
Oh. Could be if. Never mind.
Yeah.
Don't put those words together.
Well, the moment everybody's been waiting for.
Not me.
You said it, not me. Kevin talking about a movie, supposedly.
In the 60s, it was tough to be gay, let alone a gay cowboy. That, I am not embarrassed by that. That's a fair statement.
It's technically correct.
I'm an ally, okay?
Oh, man. Jeez. I don't know.
Is that not...
I don't know, dude.
Does that not mean what I think it means?
No, it does.
Oh, okay.
No, never mind.
Yeah, I was being supportive while also saying I didn't really feel the romantic connection in Brokeback Mountain as much as they just wanted to have sex.
I love that one a lot. I do. I think it's fantastic, but I am going to vote for myself because I forgot about the doot-doot-doot and the num-nums.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh. I think I'm going to give up the doot-doo.
For that,
for the num-num-num-num.
You sound like a toddler.
Num-num-num-num-num.
So I am also, man, I was watching, I think it was Sam Morrell. I know. And he was like, don't you think... Like, he goes, I've never seen a racist baby, but they could be. They kind of look like skinheads, and they're poorly educated. And I just thought that was a really funny joke. I am going to vote for Corey with the double throb.
Oh, I got to find that one.
Yeah, that was a little bit back now.
And left him throbbing for the next two holes. Was that talking about golf?
I hope so.
You were.
Okay.
It was the wasp.
Oh, yeah, the dude got some of the wasp and finished out in one.
You know what? I'm afraid to play the one I really want to play. You know what? I like this one. I think this is going to be my vote. We'll leave it up to the people.
Of course, you dumbass. I'll take your money. All right, so we have double throb, nom, nom, nom. Jeez. And dumbass. Those are your options. 877-881-1053. Coming up next, we'll talk to G-Bag for 4 minutes right here on The Fan.
2-2. Corey swings. It's a high fly ball to left field. Pinckney going back at the track and the wall leaps up. That ball's out of here. Corey Seager with an opposite field home run. And the Rangers are on the board on Corey's 13th blast of the year.
Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our really good chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing well, but we didn't get a chance to talk about this earlier. Not as well as James Harden, who is the all-time champion of sports money. He has now reached $511 million in career earnings after tricking another team. Well, I guess it's still the same team. Give him more money. The only players who have ever crossed $500 million are LeBron, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and now James Harden.
All of the other ones have championships.
Yeah, and are significantly higher in the all-time hierarchy than James Harden.
Yeah, man.
I mean, not in the beard rankings.
Fair.
I would have thought now might be a time where you could stop paying him as much money, but I think his shot selection went up last year. It got better. He made 43.5% of his three, still handing out 7.5 assists.
Wow, he did?
Even though his points came down to 20.5 per game.
Dang, that's a lot.
So he's still crushing it. What is he, 36?
36. It's a 3-year deal, and I think the final year of the deal is a player option for like 37
million
or something.
Just in case he wants to bail and get another big bag. Okay, he's going to turn 37 August 26th.
Dang.
So
is this like Melo, where his role is reduced, but he's a better teammate than he was when at most of his career?
I don't know. I mean, shoot, is he clutch? My problem would be what happens to him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You
know, I think it's throwing bad money at an expiring situation in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think. But what else is their options?
Yeah, Cleveland, bro. Really nothing. Cleveland. Once they found out LeBron wasn't coming back, then they were like, oh, well.
Yeah.
We'll take the fourth
Let's
next
see if,
thing.
If we can rope some young fans into believing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe this is a year that James Harden puts it all together.
Also, you know what? I want to relitigate that at some time. I do not think that was the year Geno Smith put it all together. I think that was the year that Geno Smith had a great start and then leveled off to exactly what he was throughout the rest of his career.
It definitely wasn't as bad of a year as he had last year.
True.
Or what he's likely to have with the Jets this year.
Do you think the Jets care the least about this season?
No, the Dolphins appear to care the least about this season.
Do you think the Cardinals are in that mix?
Ooh,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cardinals are up there, dude.
They're just like, just don't career end Jeremiah Love. And
yeah,
okay.
And they're trying to.
Cardinals have like a foundation of quality young players. I think the Dolphins are clearly tanking. I am intrigued by the Jets, though.
Because they have three first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
So they're like, come on, Geno, come back. Get us
yeah,
a
Yeah, they get Bailey, Sadiq, and Cooper. They added DeMario Davis.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a chance they're half decent. Got to get Garrett Wilson healthy.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean, it's got to start with some interceptions.
Right.
Just one
would be amazing.
Would be great.
Let's get the first out of the way.
What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We do have John Owning coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to him about his new venture. And Eric Nadel, of course, at 4:40. And if you are day drinking, set a reminder now for what you're drinking, what you're thinking coming up in just over 3 hours.
When you have Eric Nadel on, will you ask him what game number in the season he think it will be when we figure out what this Rangers team is?
Yes, sir.
161? You think we'll figure it out, probably? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Once they're in the playoffs.
Oh, I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the Kansas City Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say day drinking with G-Bag, Kevin.
Oh, baby.
And left him throbbing for the next two holes.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.